Welcome back. Those of you who still subscribe to the Chicago Tribune, and there are hundreds of thousands of you, will have seen a face in the Chicago Tribune that you probably haven't seen before. It is the face of Sam Royko, the son of Mike Royko, who has been gone, God, breaks my heart, 25 years now. And Sam, this week, announced that he is a candidate for alderman of the first ward of the city of Chicago. Sam, this must have been some week for you, my young friend.
Rick, it's been busy. Thank you for having me on. It's been a great week. We've been out there with the community. We've been starting to build some plans to really make a great ward here, and we're really excited.
What did you start to hear? The news broke kind of on Monday. It's something, you know, you and I have talked about for some time. How was the event at Phyllis's Musical Inn? It seems like a wonderful event. I saw you shaking hands with former Governor Pat Quinn in some picture somewhere. How was it? Fun?
The event was wonderful. We had over 100 people there.
Wow.
It was great to see people come out and be excited.
Were you excited? Or were you nervous? There must have been a bit of anxiety, yes or no?
You know what? I've just been excited to get going. We've been talking to people about this in the community for a while, and it was nice to finally have the gate open up here and feel like we can start getting out there and building out a great team and working with the community to do some good here.
Well, the thing that spurred you to enter the crazy world of Chicago politics was a terrible thing that happened to your longtime girlfriend, Erin. She was carjacked, and that kind of began your odyssey into politics. Why and how?
That was definitely the catalyst. Erin, when she was carjacked, it was a Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Ashland Division in Milwaukee, a really busy area. And we were so just surprised to see this happen in the middle of the day, somewhere it's busy. And it was such a tough experience for Erin and I that we decided to put a lot of our energy to see what good we could do to how to help Chicago to try to reduce this. And we worked with the community a lot. And I think through working with the community, we decided, hey, maybe we can really make a difference here. And I think this is the next step of that.
The first ward encompasses parts of Bucktown, Wicker Park. I mean, every as you well know, Sam, every Chicago ward looks like the weirdest piece of a crazy jigsaw puzzle of sorts. But that's one thing that really reaffirmed your desire to work in that ward was the people you met. It's a vast cross-section, is it not?
It is. And, you know, it's been really great. That was actually another thing that we really fought for, was advocating to keep communities together during the ward remapping.
Yeah. Now, is Erin going to work? You've been at it less than a week. Do you have a website for your candidacy?
We do. We're up and running. We have a website. We've done pretty well on donations. We've already brought over $10,000 or about
$10,000. Oh, my God. What's your website? Yeah, what's your website?
Royko4Chicago.com.
That's a good one. One of the great and compelling things about your candidacy is your dad, a noted Chicago columnist, perhaps the best columnist in the history of American newspapers, and a dear, dear friend of mine and huge influence in my life. He grew up in the first ward, didn't he?
He did. He grew up on the 2100 block of Milwaukee.
He always called himself an above a tavern. He lived in an above a tavern flat above the Blue Sky Lounge. I asked in the story, and you can read this, ladies and gentlemen, the cover of the arts and entertainment section of Sunday's newspaper, or of course online. What do you think of that story, Sam?
I thought the story was fantastic, Rick. I really did.
What else could you possibly say? What do you think of the pictures? I thought there's a picture of Sam at, of course, the Billy Goat Tavern, which was a favorite haunt of Mike's and a place that Sam's been going to since he was a little boy. I thought the pictures were incredibly cool by John Kim.
I thought the pictures were great, and I'll tell you, you know, my opinion is one thing, but my mom, who is one of the most important people in my life,
yes,
she said that photo in the wise guy's corner was great.
Well, Judy is not that easy to please, especially when it comes to pictures of her own son. Your dad, one of the things that you wanted to know, and in all the talking we've had, and I've known you since you were an infant, is that what would your dad think? If you thought more about that, Sam, I'm not sure there's a real... everybody thinks they have an answer to that question, but nobody knew your dad better than you. I think, my opinion, I think your mom's too, is that your dad would be... I think your dad would be a little mystified, but also incredibly proud. What's your thought?
I think it would be a complex answer.
Yep. Yeah.
I think what he would say would probably be pretty hilarious. I think the first thing that would come out, you know, would be something very much along the, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Why do you make this decision? But I think in his heart, he would have known. And one of the things that's really motivated me was the legacy of my dad.
Sure.
Was seeing that my dad was able to help so many people in Chicago. And I tell people all the time, you know, a lot of people said he was the voice of the voiceless here.
Yeah.
And if I can be a voice for my neighborhood, that's the first step to really making some good here in Chicago. So it's a big motivator for me.
And it's not, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, he's Mike Royko's kid, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's at least a generation out there that never read your dad. I mean, you were dealing with young people, 20, 25 years old, who I think are going to be your main constituents, who you're not on anybody's coattails. You are really going to have to prove yourself. And I'm sure you've already encountered that. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the nice things in my ward is people have already seen me come out there and organize, whether it was for public safety, whether it was just working with the communities, whether it was trying to keep the ward together during the remapping and to keep the community together. They've seen me get out there and fight. And we do have a really young ward. So it's important they see that. I think one of the biggest ways people who knew my dad will see his legacy play out on me isn't so much just his name, but it's what he taught me. It's my love for Chicago. My desire to help. It's my desire to be an advocate, which I did in law, and now I'm going to do when I'm out there fighting for the people here.
Now, do you think you obviously have talked to, you know, some other former aldermen and some people in the political world? It is a tough job being alderman. In a sense, Sam Royko, you are the mayor of a small town of roughly 55,000 people. Is that sunk in yet? I think you know that. But it can be a very demanding job, from someone coming in needing a new garbage can to much more intense and complicated problems. You're aware of it, right?
You know, I think it's something that I try to be aware of every day.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things we felt like was missing when we were trying to find someone to help us after the carjacking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take it really seriously to make sure we're giving that back to the community. I've been trying to do that as we advocated before, you know, I announced I was running.
Sure.
And that's something that I'm going to take seriously every day moving forward too.
Now, my guess, I mean, why do you think, I know you've heard that Michelle Smith in 43 and some other aldermen have decided not to run again. Has that given you pause? Have you said to yourself, Sam, wow, I wonder what's wrong with this job that all these people are not running again?
No, because I think we're really committed to what we're trying to do. We're really trying to build like a government here in the first ward.
Yeah.
That is with the community, for the community. And so we've got a great team of people we're working with in the community. And honestly, we were at a block club or a block party yesterday out in the ward, and talking to people there, like every time you hear people say they're excited, it's fuel for wanting to do good here. So I'd say, if anything, I've become more excited the last week getting out there and hearing people say, hey, we really want you there. We think you can make a big difference. And that's fueling me every day now. It's really been fantastic.
Do you expect to have a ward office? You expect to have a ward office when and if you win the election, of course. But are you going to have an office while you're running as a candidate, or some home base? Are you and Aaron will probably run this out of your apartment, right?
We've been pretty bootstrapped so far. Yeah. We're definitely running it out of our place right now. I think expanding out may happen in the future, but our focus has really been just having open lines of communication to people. That's why we wanted to get the site up. We're actually already taking emails at sam@roicoforchicago.com to try to help people out. We've been pushing to see what we can do to get things done in the ward. Already trying to get potholes fixed. You know, we're trying to bring services back to our area in Chicago.
Have you heard from any sitting aldermen? I'm not talking about Mr. LaSpada, who as of Tuesday had not announced that he was running for re-election, but as of this weekend has announced. His name is Daniel LaSpada. He's a first-term alderman. Have you heard from him?
You know, I haven't. I did reach out at one point, but I haven't heard back from him. We've heard from a couple other older men, older women, not to name names, but we're just trying to build a good working relationship moving forward because we want to make sure that we can get things done here. I think Chicago's ready to be a city that people feel like works, represents them, and that people are excited to live here.
Yeah, good point. Sam Royko, I've known you forever, and I will be watching your candidacy with eager eyes. I work for the paper, so I can't like help you, but I've heard from a lot of people who said, hey, what's that Sam Royko's email? I want to help him. So I will do that and pass it along. They're bound to be. LaSpada's running, you're running, and they're bound to be because everybody, for some unknown God help me reason, wants to be an alderman. There'll be others, but it'll be fascinating to watch you, Sam, and good luck to you guys. I'm meaning you.
Well, Rick, I really appreciate that. I'd like to think that we're the candidacy group that's going to represent the people, so hopefully we'll have a lot of community behind us, and we appreciate everything everyone's doing.
Well, that's, I don't live in the first ward, so I can't vote there, but it's roicoforchicago.com. And I just, it will ever be on my mind what your dad would say. And the first thing he'd say, you're right, would be unbelievably hysterical and funny, but true. Sam, take care of yourself.